Is it time for you to further the session?
In front of me, up here on the board, I'm not sure you can read it. But the most important thing is you go to my website. You try to install the program called RenGenome. So that's perhaps, maybe, that should be the easiest task. Then the next task is to get the Mathematica notebook, which is also on the website. Assuming you've got Mathematica installed. Okay. I'll get to what to do when you do.
Okay, thank you.
So I guess.
And then just play around a bit with the functions that
I already
put in there. In particular, there are some functions that allow you to plot stuff. And plotting is fun. So try and plot things and get a feel for what's going on.
No.
There are some instructions on the website on how the program actually can be called. But it's built into the Mathematica notebook. There's a function here which calls the program with the parameters. So get a bit familiar with the program. So what it returns, the program, is a format, which is also explained on the web page, which is basically this next and adjacent permutations, although in a slightly different form, but please help me. Now, once you get a bit familiar with this, the primary aim, I guess, today's tutorial is to try to determine the Hausdorff dimensions for the various models that the black box uses. In the Mathematica notebook, I've already included a function which can tell you the dual graph distance between, well, from one random phase to all other phases using some built-in Mathematica functions. But feel free to do your own breadth-first search if you've done this before. If not, perhaps it's best just to stick with the code that I provide. So let me show you here. The code that I provide.
Yes.
Let's see what it does.
To just get it.
So this code, I'm applying distance profile, this function, to a random map. Generate. And I've plotted here. So what I've plotted, let me increase the size a bit so you can see it. So what distance profile returns to you is a histogram of the faces in your map by their distance to a random chosen face. So the goal is, so this is for one random geometry. So what you want to do is, you want to collect these histograms for many, many geometries, get the average of them, and you want to do this for various system sizes, and then you want to try to get a data collapse. And I'll put the slides up, or you have the slides on the website as well, so you can look a bit back at what I told you about this data collapse. But that is the most important thing you're going to play with, and hopefully get some values for the four different models that are spit out by the random, by the black box. If this is too easy, then there is the spectral dimension. There is even another one. You can look at the slides, the part that I skipped in the SUSCAP validity experiment. But first, try to collect these histograms, try to produce plots of the average two-point function. Try to define it. Joran is here to assist us. So you can direct questions to me or to Joran. If there is a collective unclearness, I might explain something on the blackboard. Okay. Any questions at this point? If not, go ahead. some hints for the finite size scaling, how you should actually plot it, because I noticed there is some confusion. So suppose you have actually measured rho m of r, the average over many, many independent geometries. So this is a list as function of r, right? And you perhaps have this in your notebook. So how do we want to plot this in the to get plots like there? Well, first of all, I mean, as it says there, we're going to rescale rho m
by n to the minus 1 over p.
Sorry, plus. But we want to do a list plot, so we want the points to have two coordinates. So which should we use as the first coordinate?
R. I mean, R here is 1, 2, 3.
There is n to some power. Is it a plus or a minus? It's a minus. So how does that agree with what I write here? Well, r is the thing that I measure in the simulation. It's really the distance, the graph distance, which is here the combination x times n to 1 over b. So I want to plot this at the value of x that corresponds to r, the argument of r. So that's why we have the minus sign here and the plus sign here. If you would plot it in this way, then for appropriate values of b, you get this for one, then you get for a different volume. And the way to check that you're actually doing the right plus or minus signs is to make sure that actually what you're plotting always has volume 1,
interval 1,
because it's a probability distribution. So I have x.
It's a bit aggressive.
Let's wait one second.
I mean, it will finish.